Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about dating with intentions and not dating based upon potential. Just a disclaimer, there will be background noise. I have my son, mommy duties full time, so you never get a break from. So if you hear any background noises, that's what that is. So my apologies. So dating with intentions and not dating potential. What I mean is, when you date a person, you should only date that person if you accept them for who they are at that specific moment that you agree that you guys are going to be exclusive with each other. Are you going to date each other? Because what tends to happen is we say yes, and we say yes to the idea of being with someone, but we create this other person who doesn't exist. This fictitious person in our head that doesn't exist. This person that is going to check off all these boxes for us. This person that's going to fulfill all these lifelong dreams of love and happiness and family and travel and all these things that we dreamed about. This is what we put on this person. And we haven't even told the person. We just, in our head, have this silent expectation of where the relationship is going to go, what it's going to be like, who we're going to be with, what they're going to be like. And we don't take in account trauma, their trauma, our trauma. We don't take in account past trauma, recent trauma, current trauma, life events. Maybe the passing of somebody, loss of jobs, big major events, having children, whatever the case may be. We don't take into account those type of things. So what we do when we get in a relationship, he's going to buy me flowers, and oh, he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, or she's going to do this, and she's going to do that, X, Y, Z. And when the person doesn't do that, we feel slighted. We feel insecure. Like, why isn't this person doing this for me? Because my love language is gifts. My love language is trips. My love language is XYZ. And I'm not talking about some, materialistic gold digging type relationship. I'm talking about expectations that you have in a relationship that are things that you do by yourself. And now that you're with a partner, you want to share those experiences with them. So please do not get mixed up or misconstrued with any other. I'm not talking about no city girl relationship, no sugar baby, none of that. We're talking about real life, right? So I have an expectation that I want to go on trips, or I want to, go on dates, or this is stuff that I can do for myself. Like if someone has the expectation to get their hair done or cut, that has to be something that they're able to afford on their own before they should be able to expect someone else to do it. Because why expect someone to do something that you can't do for yourself? But that's a whole nother topic in conversation. If you're dating someone and they smoke and you don't like smoking, and smoking is an irritant for you and it's a deal breaker, do not enter into the relationship. Because what you're doing is you're saying, oh, I can get this person to stop smoking eventually. If a person does something that is a deal breaker or a irritant to you, don't date the person, because it's possible that person may never change. And they don't have to. Just because it's, something negative for you or something that you don't like, the next person could love it, could be waiting. Oh, I want to be with somebody who smokes. So then they're not going to be complaining about the smell, the taste, the whatever. Like, it just depends on the person, picking your person. And we want people to be our person because we're tired of being alone, or, we have, a different time frame for our life, and we want things to line up at that time, or all of our other friends or family members are married and happy and going on trips, or you just feel like it's time. It's your time. It's your time. But it's your time when it's the right person, because what you don't want to do is get mixed up and tangled up and get married to and have children with, and a person that you're not going to end up being with. And then you're going to have kids in a situation where they're going to have to divide their time with one parent, or they're going to feel like they're going to have to divide their loyalty with one parent or the other parent. You cannot split a child. So it's best prior to getting in these situations is knowing your person, knowing this person is for you, having these tough conversations. And another thing about these conversations is some of them are experience based. You're not going to know what this person is like until you live with them. You're not going to know that they don't clean up after themselves. You're not going to know that they sleep with the TV on. You're not going to know that they cook, but they don't clean up after they cook. You're not going to know that, you know, they want to have friends over 24/7. You're not going to know that they want to leave the house every chance they get to go party and have fun and come back like your house is a flop house. You don't know certain things until you're actually in the situation. You don't know that when you go out to dinner that they're looking at you to pay your half. You don't know these types of things until you're in these types of situations. So my advice would be to have those experiences as early as possible so you know if this is a potential person for you in the future versus wasting time and months and feelings and emotions and being invested in somebody who's not going to pour into you what you pour into them. That reciprocation, that, you know, you're not going to get it from this person because it's not in them. So my advice would be to date where you are. Don't try to date up because you have an expectation of somebody. So I only want to date somebody who makes 100K plus a year. Do you make 100K plus a year? The way that you're looking at people who don't make 100K plus a year, that's how people who make 100K plus a year are looking at you. You know what I'm saying? So date where you are. Date people who are like you. If things are deal breakers, do not go into the relationship. Do not make up this fictitious, fake person in your head that your partner will become or will fulfill for you. Because we are always only going to be who we are. And no one is going to change us. The only way that we change is if we want to change. Having a kid is not going to change. Getting married is not going to change. Moving to a different city is not going to change. Because any problems that we have in our life is a result of a decision that we made or did not make. And these are the consequences of it. So what I'm telling you now is, if this person is not your person, do not think that time or sex or money or anything is going to change this person into being the person for you. They're not for you. You cannot make them be for you. No matter how many times you cry, no many times you beg, no matter how many times you plead, if this is not your person, it's not your person. If it doesn't work out, that's fine. You will find your person. Just stay the course. Focus on yourself. If you have children, focus on your children. Do not be concerned with things. Do not let and allow things to live in your head rent free. Because I guarantee you the same things that you are worrying about are not worrying about you. I hope this is a word for somebody. Do not date potential. Date with intentions, purposely date with intentions. So you know what the end result will be. The success rate is higher than dating somebody who does not check your boxes, who is not perfect for you and your situation in your life and what you see for your future and your family's future. If that's not the person, don't allow, but I love him, but I love her, but I spent all this time, but I don't want to add another body. I don't want to have, you know, multiple baby daddies and multiple baby mamas. I'm just going to stick it out. I'm just going to be miserable and stick it out. A thing about that is, be careful. A thing about that is, when you're not your best self and your partner is not their best self and kids are involved, your children are not getting the best mom or the best dad they can get. So it's best for you to either be alone or be with somebody who makes you happy so that you can be the best mom or the best dad for your child. Because you being miserable, you cannot hide that from your child. Your child knows that you're not happy. So if you're able to remove yourself from the situation, because it's the better thing to do. It's for the greater good of the child. Yes, children, I believe children are more emotionally successful when they do come from a two-parent household, whether that's both biological parents, whether that's adopted parents, whether that's a step, whatever. I believe that children are more emotionally successful when they are raised in a house home versus having single this, single that. Mind you, it happens. Again, you cannot control another person, so you cannot make another person stay. You cannot make another person be a parent that they're supposed to be. You only have control over yourself. But I'm just saying, for me and seeing myself and my siblings and friends and their siblings, that the best situation emotionally comes from when kids are raised in a two-parent household who has a positive relationship. Let me add that in, because there are some people who lived in the house with both mother and father, but it was a toxic relationship. And so in their mind, that's a successful relationship. So they will try to mirror that when they get in their relationship, and that can cause problems as well. So my advice would be to date a person who is most alike you than possible. The opposites attract. Don't even go with that. Opposites could attract with, you know, minute, simple things like, oh, he likes this type of music, I like that type of music. That's not something major, but it could become major if y'all going on a road trip and that type of music annoys you and whatever like that. But we're talking about lifestyle. I don't believe in whooping kids, and you believe in whooping kids. That's something that can be a deal breaker, because now again, there's confusion with the child. Or, you know, living in the hood. Let me just say, living in the hood, I feel like it's detrimental. A child should not see drugs, violence, sex, hear and see people dying on a daily basis, what that does to a child's psyche. You know what I'm saying? If you're able to not buy Jordans, not drive in a Mercedes Benz, and pull up to the hood and get $80 and $120 nails and a $500 belt and a $1,000 pair of pants, and Cartier glasses, and smoke Zy every day. If you're able to make those sacrifices and move out of the hood so that your kids can have a chance at life. Because, oh, it's expensive. It costs too much. But them pants didn't cost too much. Them shoes didn't cost too much. That hair didn't cost too much. Them nails didn't cost too much. You're putting all of this effort into looking like something you're not. If you need all this additional, extra added shit to make yourself look and feel better, then you're just not that what you're trying to be. And you're draining yourself, and you're robbing your children, and you're robbing your family, and you're robbing your future, trying to keep up appearances for people that don't matter. So for me, that's something major. Major. Please, 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 please. If they are not equally yoked, don't date them. Don't get into a situation with them. Don't start having sex with them, because sex can bring children. Don't get married to them. If they have a different outlook on finances, don't do it until they are on the same level you are on, have the same understanding that you have. Don't do it, because it's not going to go away. And the person can say, well, when we got together, I was like this and it wasn't a problem because they thought that you accepted them, but you really romanticize and fantasize about their potential and who they could be, but that person does not exist. That's a person that you made up in your head. So you can't even be mad at that person for being who they are because you did accept them for who they are. That's like buying a used car off the lot and expecting, you know, the dent to disappear, expecting the mileage to disappear, expecting the problems that the car has disappears, or even expecting everything on the car to stay the same. If you're not maintaining it, it's going to decrease in value. So again, I just went on a little rant, but I thank y'all for listening. This is Tia here with Tia Talks, and thank you for listening. Till next time.